Steve and Jill here.
Guten Tag.
What? Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from not Germany, but from sunny Southern California. Wouldn't that be funny?
We should do this when we go. Today, Jill and I talk about how to buy your next primary residence using data.
Yeah.
We've done it. I'm doing it right now.
Exactly. We do this on the road, but we haven't been in Germany in a while.
We should celebrate a little more.
Exactly.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. This made me laugh. Jeff, you asked this. I got to say, it's so funny. Do you remember there was a guy? I wonder if it's the same guy. There was a guy years ago that was in our group, and his name was Jeff. And it was back when we first started our member calls every week. And we would always title the calls. There was always some funny thing that happened during the call.
Like these shows, like these episodes.
Yeah, we'd all like crack up about something. So at the end of the call, we started to all, you know, we'd say, all right, what would you call the show? And we'd come up with funny things. And I swear there's this guy that was, I want to say it was Jeff Yu. We're like, yeah, well, you know what? Well, Jeff Yu. Okay. Do you remember?
I do.
Anyway, if it's you, Jeff, I think it's funny and nice to see you. So, sorry for the newbie question. I have heard about Steve and Jill talk about percentages off of retail value. My question is, what is retail value? This is a great question,
That's
Jeff.
What I think.
And now I know you're new, so it's not the same, Jeff, but welcome anyway. Is it the top price that you could potentially sell it for? Number two, what others are selling it on LandWatch or other sites? Or number three, is it what you would be selling it for discounted from LandWatch and other sites? Also, I'm just curious, what is the percentage what is the percentage that you discount a property? I understand that's going to be different from county to county, but on average, what you end up selling for and what is the discounted price from the full value, let's say you sell it for top dollar, and what is a discount percentage from other sites such as LandWatch for similar properties? Thank you for taking the time to answer this newbie question, Jeff Yu.
So we answer every single one of those questions and address those topics in a tremendous amount of detail in all of our education programs.
Right.
But I chose this question very specifically because it's a big issue. Like pricing itself.
Right.
So what he's really asking is, yeah, you guys talk about retail value, talk about wholesale value. You obviously say you have to buy it cheaper. What are the percentages?
Right.
Retail value is the price that it's listed for in general.
Right.
Used to be, not so long ago, but used to be the price that you listed for and the price that you sell it for is very different. Not so much anymore.
Right.
Basically, the listing price plus or minus 5% with land or houses or anything is about the same.
Right.
And that's your retail value. And you can very easily with land associate a price per acre or in the case of infill lots, a price per square foot given a market area. Can you do it countywide? Some counties.
Right.
Can you do it zip code wide? Some zip codes.
Right.
The more densely populated it is, the more you have to kind of go into different neighborhoods. I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Retail value is that top value. Wholesale value is at least 20 to 30% less retail value.
Right.
That's what we're really asking. What are the percentages?
Right.
We buy it land, rural vacant land, for 30% of retail.
Right.
We buy infill lots for about 40 to 50%, maybe 60%. And we buy houses for probably 20% off of wholesale,
mm-hmm.
which we let those people figure out what retail is because mm-hmm. The people that we sell the property to, the renovators,
mm-hmm.
they try to reset the retail. They go for the gold.
Right.
So, but that's all, we address all that in House Academy. So those are the percentages. So to very directly answer your question. And they haven't
changed.
That's
beautiful. Thank you.
The only thing I can that I might add is in certain situations, like with commercial real estate and with houses, sometimes we just go for a dollar amount. Like
sure.
Like Jill and I try to mark up. There's certain markets in Phoenix that we try to buy a house
mm-hmm.
for $50,000 to $70,000 less than we know we can sell it for.
Right.
So we don't care about percentages in that case.
Right.
But
I was just talking about that with somebody else. They were like, what would you do for houses? And I said that exact thing. Like, figure out what you want to sell it for and just work it backwards. You know, what do you want to get out of it? Don't get greedy here. Think about selling it fast. Now that's what you offer.
Sometimes people ask us, like, how do you know it's a good deal? I get that question at least once a week. This is how.
Yep.
You work it backwards.
Exactly.
You know what you can sell it for, so then that tells you how much you can buy for. A lot of new people do it the other way.
And well, how do you know this, Jeff? You do a bit of research. You actually look in multiple different areas, line up a bunch of stuff, figure out maybe an average, and go from there. And Jeff, if you remember, you have the red, yellow, green stuff, so you know what to do.
LandWatch is orchestrated in a list. It's hard for me to see that for some reason.
Right.
Sites like Redfin and Realtor.com, specifically Realtor.com, mm-hmm. are really orchestrated from a mapping standpoint.
Exactly.
Take a look at Realtor.com. I spend a lot of time every day on there.
Yeah.
Today's topic, how to buy your primary residence the same way that we buy investment real estate.
Yep.
This is the meat of the show. I chose this topic because I'm in the process of buying a cabin for myself, not for my family, not to spend time with Jill.
Let's just be honest here. Get it out there. Go right ahead. I hope it's pretty. I hope I get to see it someday.
Grossly undervalued. Grossly undervalued pile of junk.
Yes.
I can go. That is immediately worth a lot more.
Are you doing that so I won't want to go there?
No.
Okay.
It's actually not as much of a pile of junk as you would think.
Okay, good. It will have plumbing.
But everybody needs alone time. So.
Yes.
We're fortunate enough to live in an area. Yes, it'll have plumbing.
Okay.
We're fortunate enough to live in an area where it's only an hour and a half drive, really an hour and a half drive into the mountains where there's snow and everything else.
Yes. Like
from the beach to the mountains in an hour and a half.
Yep.
You know, if there's no traffic, so. And the prices are dramatically different mm-hmm. in our favor. So it's, I'm excited. Anyway, what do I do?
Yep.
I jump on RealQuest or Data, in this case, DataTree. I think DataTree is a little bit better for housing and commercial real estate than RealQuest is. And I do the same thing that we do to buy land. Yep. I set up my acquisition criteria. It's all based on price per square foot. I line up all the algorithms I can find. Zillow, Trulia, Redfin, Realtor, DataTree, and RealityTrack. So you can average, you know how you can go on there and see, type in an address and see what they think it's worth. I line them all up, divide that number, get an average number, and look at what I reduce it from a dollar per square foot, and everybody gets a letter.
Yep.
And our experience has been, between $2,000 and $3,500, we need to send out that many blind offers to buy one house.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, because I've been doing this for so many years, it'll be less. And this is a retirement. It's not retirement. It's a
less mailers to get more yield.
That's for primary residence houses.
Right.
When it's a second home, these are all second homes up there. Mm-hmm. I expect the rates to be much higher.
It's going to be really high. I expect that too. You're right.
In fact, here's my goal, and I haven't even told Jill this. To buy and resell as many cabins up there to just pay cash for the, that'll generate enough cash to just
That could happen. Outright. That's normal. That's how you do.
And I'm filming it all.
I know.
And it won't be part of House Academy. It'll be secondary, buy a cabin.
Perfect.
Years.
I remember talking to a guy a couple years ago about this, and we have had several people in our friend circle, and people that we know that have done this. One guy in particular, you know, in Arizona, who used it to, you know, said, I learned from you guys that I only did this to buy my new primary residence. I talked to one guy. He's like, okay, well, how would this work with my wife? What I figure out for her would work. I remember this was a long time ago. And what she wants, she wants the drive up experience. I mean, I'm all about the data and getting the right asset. Like you're saying, you'll make the right cabin work because it's like a home run and you'll adjust it to whatever you need.
Yeah,
exactly.
Money first for me.
That's it. So we talked about we haven't said this while you're really going to only win one way. You're either going to win emotionally or you're going to win financially. You rarely get both. So what do you do when you have your primary resident? You're looking for a primary residence, right? And you're the man. You want to win financially and I'm the woman. I want to win emotionally. So here's what I suggested to this guy. I said, you use your knowledge, your data, go out and find ask her what area she wants to live in. Let's get that right out of the way.
How many bedrooms?
Find out what she wants and the school district that she wants. Just like start with that. Then you go out and do your mailer and get 3 to 5 houses that come back that meet your criteria, your financial criteria. You know they're in her world. Then let her choose from those 3 to 5, which emotionally sing to her. You can't lose.
I agree.
Isn't that great?
Buy the rest of them and flip.
You already won.
Wholesaler.
It's like, you know, having a man and you're helping him get dressed to go to a fancy dinner. And you only lay out 2 ties that you've already pre-approved because you don't want to pull all 16 out because he's got some weird ties in there. You give him two choice of 2 ties that you like either way, and he gets to pick the tie.
That's a perfect example.
Thank you. I've already won because I know they're going to look good with what he's wearing. Isn't that a good example? I just
perfect,
thought of that.
Yeah.
So totally just go with that. All right.
And I'm not kidding about buying, choosing one to live in and reselling the other 4 to probably pay for that. We had a guy in our group for a long time. He's no longer in our group because he made so much money, he just left. And, well, he accomplished his goal, let's just say that. He wanted to live on the ocean in Florida, and he wanted an oceanfront and a canal back lot, very specific. And he already identified the geographic points where he wanted to send mail. So he joined the group, scheduled a bunch of consulting calls with me, and we did it together.
I remember.
And he sent out all the mail, and literally within like 2.5 months, he had 8 properties. He's flipped 7 of them to a builder there. And paid cash for the, when he was done, paid cash for the lot that he really wanted.
Exactly.
And he wasn't in it for the long run.
Right.
He just had that one project. He was already retired, like a retired program developer.
Right.
From the early days, you know.
Yep.
When you could really write some software and resell it quick.
I've done that with buyers. I've had buyers come to me and they were unsure about which parcel they wanted. I had like 2 parcels next to each other. I remember one, there were 2 good-sized parcels, like 5 acres each. I'm like, well, here's the deal. If you want them both, I'll give them to you both for X because it's great for me. One deed, I'm done with it, I'm out. And you can go out there and live on both of them, stand there and figure out which one you love, keep that one and sell the other one, and it'll probably pay for the first one. And he's like, ding, ding. And he did that. It was perfect. So
here's the thing about primary residence when you're doing a mailer. Not even so much a cabin situation, but a primary residence.
Right.
There's a sort function for you to download data in both RealQuest and DataTree where you can pick the polygon. So anybody who's ever really gotten in the car and gone block by block, believe me, the whoever you're in a relationship with, the more emotional one has done this. You just don't know about it. And they've said, oh no, I want to be on the east side of Kensington, not the west side.
Exactly.
And I certainly am not going to go north of Thomas or south of Lincoln.
Right.
This is what I want. So talk to that person, and then you can very simply draw those points right in the data set and download that only. And not only that, you can take out all the only 2-bedroom houses, and he wants 5-bedroom houses, then that's what they want, you know. And so you can really send out
specific
300 or 400 mailers, and it's
laser
gonna work.
Focused.
So here's the thing. The mailer that we send out to buy houses as an investor is not going to work.
Right.
You need a heartfelt, we're a family with 2 children in the
school district.
LASIK school district that's there.
Right.
We have a time frame because, you know, as you know, school starts on September 4th, and, you know, and we love the teachers at this elementary school. The more they realize that you are not a realtor and you're not an investor and you're not. And I wouldn't recommend scraping the bottom price wise on this either. Just try to get it
a good price.
In the end, if you avoid just dealing with real estate agents, and maybe you're $20,000 ahead in most markets.
That's true.
Man, you're going to win.
That's true.
If you're trying to buy it for half price, that's not probably not going to work.
That's an easy savings that people forget right there. You
save 6%.
If you take out commissions, you and the seller both walk away with this. I mean, or the seller walks away with the same amount of money they would have got with or without a commission. You win. I mean, what's to think about?
That's right.
It's brilliant. That's true.
$6,000 every $100,000.
I got to tell you.
200 grand is 12,000.
I'll tell you after the show. I have something funny to say in the after show about this.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for the episode called Where to Get Mobile Home Data, because it's not really real estate.
That's true. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Okay, so, shoot, I forgot. How did I do that fast?
I don't know.
Oh, what were we saying?
Sorry.
Darn it. Oh, I said something really good. I was going to save.
You're talking about purchasing houses and not
using an agent.
The mailer, itself is very different. Our school systems, we're in the school
money,
system. We have little kids.
Money and agents.
And not scraping the bottom. So.
Oh, okay. Here's my revelation. Thank you. Well, money and agents.
I'm not going to cut that out of this.
It's okay. I fully expect you to leave this. If you don't know by now, this show is 100% unedited. Zero. It is tape rolling all the way through, tape ending. So sneezes are in there, scratchy voices are in there, losing what I was going to say is in there, and if I don't just hurry up, I'll forget again. But my point of that was, I started to give myself a speech the other day, because as we all know, I'm having a little bit of trouble. When I took my car into service recently, they screwed up my car. I'm like, doggone it.
We all know that.
You know that. I'm telling, okay, now everybody knows. So I'm like, shucks, I'm going to stop ever using a dealer for anything too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I said that. We've been talking about that for years.
Well, it used to be you want the top quality servicing, and you want excellent service. You're going to pay for it, but it's going to be worth it. You go to the dealer. I'm here to tell you. Not anymore.
All that does is raise your expectation to set you up to be more disappointed when it doesn't work with how you should go.
No. Well, the fact is, I expect it to come out, the way I sent it in, and I didn't get it back that way. So
I have a mechanic in Phoenix that I've been using since the 90s that...
See, that's what we should all do.
I wait to go to Phoenix to get the car serviced.
I know that.
I've known this guy forever. That's how it is.
I know he's Lexus. I don't think he does Mercedes, though.
He does everything.
Okay, cool. Well, there you go. Wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.